Okay, we're on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis on the Mishnah, the first Mishnah on the page, meaning about 12 lines from the bottom. Either listening a teva, somebody who's going in front of the teva, he's the shliach tzibur. The Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Hasheni, the person who's the sheni, it means he's the person who's the Baal Musaf, is Maskia. He does Tekiah Shofar. So basically, we do Tekiah Shofar in Musaf. Okay, but B'Shas to Halal, on a day that you would say Halal, then you would Harishon Makra as a Halal. The person who's the Baal Shachris would do the Halal. Okay, so the Gemara is going to rest. So, the Gemara is going to basically ask, what's the difference? Why, with regard to Tekiah Shofar, the Baal Musaf does it, and why with Halal, the Baal Shachris does it? Meaning, why is it consistent? So, my Shnor, what's the difference? Sheini Maskia. And we said that the Baal Musaf is the Tekiah Shofar. We're going to suggest this, Mishum, is the principle of the Baroi Am Hadras Melech. Right, we're familiar with this halakhic principle with the multitude, with many people, is the beautification of the king, or right, the glory of the king. Then when you do mitzvahs, you should do it with lots of people together. That's great for the melech, for the king. So,
you're saying then that Shabbos is not some of the
people? Exactly, yeah, we've seen this. Yes. okay, fine. Right. With the pekalachs, yeah, when they get sent with the pek. okay, fine. So, ihachi. But if that's the case, though, if that's the thing that we're concerned about over here, halel nami. Halel should be the same thing. Name of a sheni. Why don't you say also with sheni, mishum, deberog, hadras melech, because of this halachic principle. So, elamai, so now we can say, well, so what's the reason we say with halel? We do it straight away. Hello, Maish not Halel. Why Halel do you do the Barishon that you do it with the Baal Shachris, says it? Mishum, because of this halachic principle, does reason Makdimim the Mitzvois. Right? So the industrious ones take the first opportunity to do the mitzvahs. Okay, that's my if that's the case then, so Tekiah Nami? So what's going on? Na'avi the Rishon, Mishum, Dezrizim, Makdimim, Lemitzvois. So what's going on? So Amir Yechon says, I'll tell you what it says. This Mishnah was talking about Bashas, Gezerus, Malchus, Shonu. It was talking about a time where there's the great Gezerus from the Achum king, right, from the non-Jewish kings, yeah, Shonu, and they didn't let people do Tekiah Shofar. So since he didn't let people do the Tekiah Shofar, we couldn't do it early in the morning, so we had to delay it and push it off and do it later when they weren't watching, when the spies weren't there. So we pushed it off. So therefore, but really, we should do the Zrizim Makdim Lemitzvahs would win out. That's the primary concern. And if you can ever, you've got the opportunity, you should do Zrizim Makdim Lemitzvahs. Seemingly from this Gemara, beats Baroi Am Hadras Melech. Okay. So, fine, there's a lot spoken about this. One of the things which I've tried to look into, but it's not, it's like with Kiddush Levana. You know, that's where this kind of comes up. We kind of push it off, you know, to do it with a lot of people, and we don't do it in the first possible time, so that maybe doesn't seem to agree with this. But from this Gemara, it seems that in this particular case, at least, that we say that Zvizim Makdim and Mitzvos is more important. Okay. Now, Midika Omar, from what it said in the Mishnah, B'Shas HaHalel, that's a quote of the Mishnah, B'Shas HaHalel, when you say Halel, so it's Mechlal, to Rosh Hashanah, we can infer from this, Leika Halel, we don't say Halel Rosh Hashanah. It's saying, when you do say Halel, so Rosh Hashanah, we're not saying Halel. So my time, what is the reason that we don't say Halel Rosh Hashanah? So, Omar Rabbi Abba says, Rabbi Abba, Omar Malchay Sharis. The angel, ministering angel said, Livnei Kodesh Baruch before Hashem, Ribon Yisrael Olam, Master of the World, Mipnei Ma, Ein Yisrael, Omrim Shira. Why are they not singing Halel, Lefonecha, the Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippurim? Maybe not happy with the world that he created. Okay, so Omar Lahem, Hashem answered them. Efshar, is it possible, Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din. The Melech is sitting on the throne of judgment. Sefer Chaim, Sifrei Chaim, sorry, Sifrei Mesim, and the books of life and death of Pesuchim Lefonov are open before him. The Israel Omrim Shira, and Klal Israel are singing Hallel. It's not Matim. Okay, fine. Next Mishnah. Okay, so let's go to Masitin. Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. You've got your shofar of Rosh Hashanah, and the problem is you need to. It's not around. It's not a shul. Yeah, or you are not a shul. And then maybe so. Ein ma'avirin alav eset tuchum. You can't basically go outside of the tuchum for the sake of tekiya shofar. Let's say a person was, you know, lived in a village and he wasn't close. He wouldn't be allowed to travel to the big city if he's going to be over the tuchum for the sake of the mitzvah. And also ein mafakhin. You can't rummage around alav esegal a pile of stones. Let's say you had a shofar that was buried under a pile of stones on Yom Hashanah, you couldn't excavate it. So, loy oilin be'ilan, you're not allowed to climb up a tree for the sake of taking a shofar. Let's say you had a shofar in the tree for whatever, you can the kid put it there. Yeah, loy roich bin al-gab behema, you're not allowed to ride a horse on Yom Tov, so for whatever reason you need to ride a horse for the sake of the, you're not allowed to do that. Loy shotin, you can't swim, alpenei amoyim, you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of, make some kind of raft or something. That's the first thing. You can't do any of those for the sake of Tekiya Shofar. And furthermore, the ein choistin oisoi, you're not allowed to fashion one. Let's say you just happen to find an unmade shofar there. You're not allowed to chop it up to make it into a shofar. Bein b'dov ashu b'shum shvos, even if it's just a dirabon dicker, you know, making it, you're doing some with some kind of shinui or something, or it's an unusual way of doing it, so therefore it would only be listed to Rabbanon. You wouldn't be allowed to do it. Okay. And also if it's kind of strange, and also can't be obinus derived for it either. Yeah. About. Now this you can do though. That was these things you can't do, but this you can do. About. Im rots the tin soichoi mayim, if you want to place inside the shofar of mayim or yain, Yitin is allowed, and this absolutely improves the sound of the shofar. But for the people of below who know this, you're allowed to do that, and that's not from of a tikkun mana. It just, it's okay. You don't prevent the kids, Miliskoya, from blowing on Rosh Hashanah, let's say, right? About misasking Imohem, you can help them as Yilmadin. Until they learn. So that's a bit of a steer, right? Doesn't make sense, right? You don't stop them and you can also help them. So it's kind of a bit strange. We're going to speak about that. But Miss Asik Lo Yotza, and a person who's just, preoccupied and is not really doing a real shofar blowing over here is not Yotza. And a Shomeimin Miss Asik, somebody who's hearing from somebody who's just preoccupied and not really doing it for intent for the mitzvah is Lo Yotza. Is not Yotze, which we will speak about those later. Okay, now, so we're starting with the Gemara. So my time, why can't you do these things on Rosh Hashanah? Okay, we had all these lists at the beginning of the mission, you can't do this. Starting off, you can't go over to Tachum, right? You can't rummage around, okay? Because Shofar is an Asehu. Shofar, to hear shofar is a mitzvah's assay, who? And Yom Tov, and not doing malacha on Yom Tov is an assay below sa'asay. It's both an assay and a low ta'asay. So basically, it trumps it, right? The ain't assay on an assay alone is not doicha as a low ta'asay va'asay. Right? Even though sometimes we have a principle that assay is doicha low ta'asay. For example, Tzitzis, right, with on a pishdan and a flax skirt, right? Climb, we say tzitzis is not a problem with climb, with tzitzis. But, here, right, this tzitzis is an assay and a low tat assay, it doesn't do it. Okay? So, now, here, this is the Gemara, okay, lo oilin be'ilan, but lo roichon al gab behema v'chule. Okay. That's the next bit of the mission. So this, over here, now, This.
Hat das Kashrut to Shofar?
Which bit?
The land. So
it means if you had a shofar on the other side of the river, yeah, or if you had a shofar on top of the tree, you would not be allowed to climb up the tree or cross the river to get it because it's an issa. And even though for the sake of the mitzvah, sometimes we allow you to basically transgress certain, you know, for the greater good, you may be allowed to, but over here you can't.
Okay. To retrieve it, not to.
To retrieve it.
Not to hear it.
Well, so same thing, I would think. Rashi says on the Mishnah when it says, with regards to the Tchum, it says to go and hear it. He doesn't explain the other cases. That's what we're going to get into now. So this gets a bit tricky over here. But it doesn't get tricky if you don't think. Like this. Yeah, so no, but which this is a very interesting Gemara because this is what Rashi does over here. Rashi is going to learn the Gemara, even though he has issues with it, and it's going to say, this is what I think the Gemara is saying, and that's why I say it's saying, and this is what it's saying, and then he'll say, I have issues with it, and he leaves it. And you'll see that there's a lot of spoken about it, but let's just, we'll learn the Gemara as it's presented, and that's how this is like this. So like this. So, hashta, now, derabonon amart lo. Yeah? If you say derabonon, you're not allowed to transgress. Okay, so deraisa mi boyi. So deraisa kal b'choyma. You can't transgress it. I mean, a lot of times, sometimes we'll make with a drabonin, or you know, we won't be makpid to keep the drabonin if it's going to push off a right. So now, what does that mean, though? So let's look at the Gemara. Just to review this. Yeah, it says you said you can't do a drabonin, right? So obviously, deraisa you can't do. So what's that referring to? So Rashi learns like this. Yeah, let's go to the Mishnah now. Yeah, so basically Rashi's learning that in the Mishnah, when it says that basically, first it lists the things that are derabonin and says you can't do them, and then it says, and then it lists some things that are deraisa and says you can't do them. And the Gemara says, that doesn't make sense. If you already told me that you can't do the derabonins, right, obviously you can't do the deraisas, right? It doesn't make sense. So let's look what is the derabonin. So Rashi's understanding that it's saying like this, that the first thing mentioned in the Mishnah, we see from the Gemara, are derabonins, right? That's what I'm saying. Now that you told me the drabonins you can't do, so all the most of the derisas you can't do, so it doesn't make sense. So that means the first thing that mentioned the Mishnah, by definition, are drabonin. So that's what Rashi's going to explain, right? So let's look at it. So the first two things that mentioned the Mishnah was, let's look at it. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, ein ma'avir alav as a tachum. So the tachum is a drabonin, right? And also, but ein ma'fakchin alav as a gal. And also, to rummage around in a pile of rocks, is also a durabonin. Maybe it's muksa, whatever. It's only a durabonin. And then, Rashi's going to understand, and then this is when the deraisa kicks in. Yeah? Low oil in the land, you can't climb up a tree, which is a deraisa. Yeah, right. Oh, really? So how do you explain that? So that's what Rashi deals with, right? We just put out a question. It's not a deraisa either, right? Climb is not a deraisa. Or you make up, exactly. So that's how Rashi explains the guilt. Rashi explains the Mishnah like this. These are the rabbanans that may come to a deraisa. So that we call a deraisa. Is it right? Because it can come to a deraisa. That's what's called deraisa. But the first two things, you can't come to a deraisa. For example, tchumim. Tchumim is just an isn't the rabbanan. Seemingly, right? Right? You got all that be kiva. Just this is the rabbanan. You can't come to a deraisa. It's just the rabbanan. So they say you can't do that. And a mafakir esigal, right? So that's just rummage around in rocks. That's just muksa. That's just, you can't come to a deraisa, it's just muksa. It's not a deraisa, so that's the one. But these other things, climbing up a tree, yeah, which you may come to, break a branch, or, you know, swimming, you may go and make a raft, or certain things that can come to a deraisa. So let's go back in.
It's still not a deraisa,
but you know, but we call it a deraisa because you may come to do a deraisa. It's like a step towards a deraisa. But the other ones, it's just like, the first two that were mentioned, you're never even going to come to a deraisa.
You never come to do deraisa, and then a derabonin is something.
It's true. Yeah, but so that's the question. So, and if you tell me that even in a case where I'll never come to a deraisa, the worst you can do is derabonin, and nevertheless, you're not allowed to do it for the sake of the greater good of shofar. So obviously you can't do these other more serious derabonins. So that's the question of the Gemara. Let's read it again. Hash the derabonin amart loy. Now that you said in the beginning of the Mishnah that you can't do a derabonin, a Durabonin that's never going to even lead to a Duraisa. A Duraisa, meaning a Durabonin that you could come to a Duraisa. Me boy, I have to tell you that you can't do it. Foshut. So I have to think about it. Zu the Ein Torech Loma Zu Katani. This is one of those Mishnahs that we say it's true. It's not like we know, it's not the normal structure of a Mishnah, but we say this one and this for sure this one. Can't do this, and for sure you can't do this. Sometimes the Mishnah does that. Okay. Clear? Great. The problem is, yeah, one of the problems is at least, you know, I actually had a bit of a problem with this because normally, Tchumim anyway, whatever, so there's different opinions there, but let's leave Tchumim. But Mefat Kenes Egal is basically you're rubbling around in rubble, and that is very kind of, there's digging over there and stuff like that, and you could lead to Dreiser. And fine, so I saw someone, so maybe because you're not using a Kli or whatever, or whatever. But if you look in the Gemara in Erevin, there's basically, this is like one of the worst, this is like one of the worst ones. Mefat Kenes Egal. You know, it's like in the list of up there ones. It's whatever. And if you look over here, Rabbeinu Chananel, he has a totally different gerson. It's basically the opposite. The derises are the Tchumim and Mefat Kenes Egal.
The problem with that is the Lashon Zuba instead of
Zulema. It said Mashmi doesn't have that.
Yeah, so he has to change.
Yeah. Mashmi only has the Zuba. No, that's what he's saying. Rashi is just explaining the Gemara as it is, and he said, Rashi says at the end, he says it's a gimgum, right? He's just saying, this is what the Gemara is saying. I have issues with it, but that is the explanation of this Gemara as we have it. And he says, it could be that I didn't like this Gersa, but he explains it. So there are other explanations out there. So that's what we do. I like it. We're just trying to present the Gemara as is, and there's what to do there. How long was that? Should we stop over here? Because we only did a bit though, didn't we? Yeah. How long was it though? What time is it? What's that? Oh, so let's do a little bit more then. Because the point is to do Chazorah, because you're going to Chazorah this quickly. It's just like, it takes time to digest it. Fine, so let's do a little bit more. And then okay. The aim, choit chin oisoi. So back to the Mishnah. You can't cut it, right? Fashion it. Bein bedava shu mishum shvus. Whether it's something that's a shvus, okay, bein b'dover shehu mishum, low taxi, something that's low, as a low taxi. Okay, the Gemara's going to explain that. It's very straightforward. This Gemara's straightforward. So, mishum, quote of the Mishnah, mishum shvus. What is fashioning a shofar mishum shvus? That's magla. Is a magla is a sickle, right? Which is, normally if your sickle is out, you know, it's like it's a curved blade. So it's not very good for fashioning a shofar with. And a person who fashions a shofar would not use that. So therefore, it's a shinui. It's kalachayad. And it's only a, this is the rabbonin. And it's the rabbonin. And you're not, even that you're not allowed to do. Okay. And low tassay, what's happened if you fashion, this is a quote of Mishnah, and of a low tassay, means a sakina. That's how you would, with it, that's how a person would clean out with a shofar. I'm sure that's a knife, and you scrape it out. And that would be a derisive, because that's how people do it. So we're going to ask the same questions we said before. Hash to mishum shvus amot lo. Here, she said something that's also because of a shvus in the durabonon that you're doing a shinery different oifen. He said you can't do it. So deraisa lo kol shikain. So lo tasem vaye. You're going to tell me lo tasa you can't do. So the same thing. So says the Gemara zu ve'ein tzarich loma zu katani. It's another case of a zu ve'ein tzarich loma. This mission is one of those zu ve'ein tzarich loma zu katani missions. Okay, let's just do a team a little bit more because it's also very straightforward. About Imrotza Lisain Lasoichoi Mike. No, he leaves that's if you look at the Rebbeinu Chananel, I didn't get a chance to look at it. It sounds like he leaves that and the first one he has the opposite.
Wow. Maybe.
I think so. I'm not sure. I have to look at it, but it was a brief. Yeah, we're on Lamed Gimel, Ahmed Aleph, six lines down. About Imrotza Lisain Lasoichoi Mayim or Yayin. You'd say, if you want to put in it, yayin, or water, in order to like, smoothen it, or just to make it sound better, he's allowed to. So, says the Gemara, it says mayim or yayin. It says mayim or yayin in the Mishnah, in, you may. Okay? But may raglaim not, but you can't use urine, even though it may be good for it, you can't, because, okay. So, who's the Mishnah? Masnisan Mani, who's the author? So, Avashol, he, the Tanya, we've got a Braisa. Abba Sholomer, he says the following. Mayim or Yayin is mutter. You can put these liquids in your shofar, kidei letachtichoy, to make it smoother. I mean, it's not a problem with takamana, because that's not a tickle. Yeah. However, make reglayim also. You can't do make reglayim, even though it's going to do a good job. Yeah. I mean, it's not still going to have a problem with takamana. Mana is also mishumah kavod, because it's not a covered dick to fix your shofar with make reglayim. That's not good. That's not good. So our Mishnah is Abba Sholomer. Okay, we'll stop here.